From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jacqueline Carley, and here's the latest news from all over Delmarva. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Governor-elect Wes Moore met at the State House Thursday and made it clear the transition of power will take place peacefully. Hogan says his administration is providing whatever the incoming administration needs to make the change as smooth as possible. And late yesterday, Governor-elect Moore announced his transition team will include outgoing State Senator Addie Eckert of Dorchester County and Mayor Rick Meehan of Ocean City. A Sussex County tradition continued Thursday, but not without controversy. Historically, Return Day is about unity. But this year, several Delaware Democratic candidates chose not to ride in carriages with their Republican counterparts, instead choosing to ride in cars as a protest against the Confederate flag currently flying at the Marvel Museum in Georgetown. The museum provides those carriages for the parade. The president of the Return Day Committee told WBOC the separation of candidates was unfortunate.
Not really what the tradition has been, and like I said, I missed that because it shows our unity, and we've got to get back to that unity. Return Day meant unity, bury the hatchet, and we've got to get rid of all this line that's causing a hate movement, because that's not what Sussex County is about either.
Be sure to join us for WBOC News. From the Newsplex, I'm Jacqueline Carley.